Hello and welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast at Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here with Mortal Kombat's Shao Kahn from Jazzwares. Jazzwares has had a storied reputation in the toy industry, especially with its video game licenses. Some figures are a little simplistic, and it looks like they're going for something a little less simplistic now, because Shao Kahn is part of a new Mortal Kombat range of figures that are about 7 inches tall. I would say this is comparable to a Masters of the Universe Classics figure in terms of stature and articulation. The articulation is actually a little bit better in some cases. The wrists are ball jointed, the elbows are ball jointed, the ankles are ball jointed, and the knees are ball jointed. There's a cut joint at the thigh, ball jointed hips. The deco is not as high end as the Masters of the Universe Classics figures, but I will say it's still very good. Articulation's about on par, and what else did I want to tell you? At least in my sample, the hip joints are a little loose, so you want to make sure you get him standing just right, because otherwise he will fall over. He has foot pegs, but no display stand, and he does have a very large hammer, which is cool to have, because you want to have a hammer. The character appeared in, I believe, a ton of Mortal Kombat games, including the most recent one. I think he debuted in Mortal Kombat 2, and he has no real problems holding his weapon in his enclosed fist, so his fingers and thumb are molded together. Figure has all the spikes and skulls and gold accents you'd expect from the video game costume. The costume is by and large sculpted to the figure, except for a belt and skirt piece, which you could pop apart at the waist and remove if you really wanted to. But his harness is molded to him, his shoulder pads are molded to him. It's actually quite impressive. Especially considering the fact that when I think of Jazzwares, I think of smaller toys and Sonic the Hedgehog. There's a lot of detail here, and he's got an ab crunch. Most of the joints are pretty sturdy, but some of them were designed, I think intentionally, to be able to be taken apart for customization purposes. Since there aren't many figures in this line yet, and this is the only one I've got my hands on, I cannot confirm this. This is just crazy speculation. But it's something you want to have standing around on your desk if you like Mortal Kombat, or something to fight your other figures, especially from He-Man. It's sized about right. What else do I want to tell you about this? Skull's good. Oh, the weirdest thing about this figure, and I admit I have not seen all renderings and played every single video game in this series, but Shao Kahn has extremely dark nipples to the point of being distracting. I mean, most action figures, let's face it, they don't leave the nipples on. Most wrestling figures cut them right off, which is almost creepier than leaving them on, if you ask me. They are black, and there's no mistaking that they're there. I mean, it makes them stand out. Maybe a lighter color would have been better, maybe even unpainted. I generally don't vote on the side of let's not paint something, but you can't unsee it. It's still a great figure, and the buckles are painted silver, the belt has, geez, like 3 colors of paint on it alone, maybe more. It's an impressive piece, it's got a good sculpt, they did a nice job. If you like this figure, I believe you can order it on our website. We just got it in stock recently. Let me go see how much we're charging for it right now. Our website's real fast, but my internet connection some days, not so fast. So I'm pulling it up, and I typed the name in. There we go. $18.99. We just ran out, so we'll be getting more soon. Depending on when you listen to this, it may be in stock, and it might be sold out for years. I don't know when you're listening. You know when you're listening. So check our website for Mortal Kombat Shao Kahn. That's K-A-H-N, so it's K-A-N, not like K-Han Solo. That's how I know everything's Star Wars to me. But it's a good-looking figure. It looks like it does in the game. I checked a lot of sites for reference. I'm impressed by this one. I think they did a good job, and I'm very eager to see what they do in the future with other figures from this and other licenses. Especially since, if you don't know this, Jazzwares got Classic Hanna-Barbera, which hopefully means Space Ghost, Yogi Bear, Crypto McGraw. I mean, I'm pretty excited just because, you know, I could use a good El Kabong figure, and I'm sure you could too. So, good job, Jazzwares. Nicely done. You can find this and other action figures at our video game shop at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp. We've got a lot of stuff from Portal, Mortal Kombat, and beyond. Don't forget to check out our Winning Solutions sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com. And that's all I got for you this week. So thanks for listening to Entertainment Earth Podcast. Please follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, or check us out on Facebook. Just search Entertainment Earth Facebook. And we'll see you next time on this very exciting podcast. You can tell it's exciting because I use that word one too many times.